Welcome to the body scan. As we begin this practice, let's take a few moments to first congratulate ourselves that we're going to take this time to be present. It's rare that we give ourselves time to feel into our own body and mind. And as we begin to stop, let's check in with how we're feeling physically and mentally. Maybe this is the first time that we've stopped in a while and taking some moments just to feel into this body, feeling into our mood and emotions, our thoughts, and beginning to acknowledge whatever is present, whatever we're bringing here into this meditation. And now let's gently shift the focus of awareness to some mindful breathing, bringing attention into the abdomen, into the belly, and breathing normally and naturally. And as we breathe in, let's be aware that we're breathing in, and as we breathe out, being aware that we're breathing out. There's no need to visualize the breath or count it or analyze it in any way, just a simple knowing awareness, breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the belly expand on an inhalation and contract on an exhalation, being present. Breathing in, breathing out, and we may notice in the silent times that our mind has wandered off. And upon that recognition, coming back again to the breath in and the breath out. And now we'll gently begin to shift the focus of awareness to the body scan meditation. And just a few reminders, the body scan is a practice that helps us to get in touch with this body and mind. We will bring our awareness into the felt sense of the body, what we are feeling. And of course, in the range of sensations, there's many. There's itches, aches, tingles, pain, lightness, heaviness, warmth, coolness. Even the feelings of neutrality. So many different types of sensations, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And just allowing ourselves to acknowledge whatever arises into the field of awareness. As we go through the body, part by part, there may be areas that are tight and tense, and if we can allow them to soften, by all means, let that happen. And if we're unable to, then our practice supports us to just let those sensations ripple and resonate wherever they need to go. In this way, the practice becomes one of non-striving. It's a practice of being with things as they are, physically. And at the same time, there may be some thoughts and emotions that may arise since the body-mind is so intricately connected. And whatever arises, physically, mentally, emotionally, as we go through the body, let us acknowledge whatever is present and let be. Now let's direct our attention to our left foot. Perhaps the best place to begin is to pinpoint where it is that we feel the contact of the foot on the floor. Maybe in the back of the heel, the sole of the foot, and letting the awareness begin to spread through the entire left foot, the bottom of the foot, and above into the toes, the top of the foot, behind into the Achilles tendon, around into the left ankle, feeling into the left foot and ankle with awareness. Now letting our awareness rise up from the left foot and ankle into the left calf and shin, sensing into this part of the body, feeling into the lower left leg and rising up as well to include its connection above into the left knee joint, being present, sensing into the lower left leg with awareness and letting be. Now letting the awareness rise up into the upper part of the left leg, into the thigh. Feeling its connection above into the left hip socket. feeling into the upper left leg with awareness, sensing in with awareness what is being felt physically. And of course, along the way, as we go through the body, if there's any thoughts and emotions, to as well acknowledge them as part of the practice, coming back into the feeling, sensations, now in the upper left leg and the left hip being present. Now, sensing into this left hip and upper leg, extending down to the knee and the lower left leg and ankle and foot. And then shifting the awareness into the right foot and beginning to bring awareness to wherever we feel that point of contact, the back of the heel, the sole of the foot. And letting the awareness spread into the toes, top of the foot, the Achilles tendon, around, into the right ankle joint, being present. And gently let's bring our awareness up into the lower right leg, into the calf, into the shin, and its connection above into the right knee joint, sensing into the lower right leg and knee with awareness, being present. And letting us continue to raise that awareness up into the upper right leg, into the thigh and its connection above, into the right hip socket, sensing into the right thigh with awareness and letting be. Feeling into the thigh and its connection above into the right hip, being present. Now let's bring our awareness into the pelvic girdle, into the both hips, feeling into the center of the body, which is also home of our systems of elimination and reproduction, bringing awareness into the genital area, the buttocks, the anal region, sensing into the pelvic girdle with awareness, being present. And from within this pelvic girdle and the elimination systems and systems of reproduction, connected above into our systems of digestion within the abdomen and the belly, and just sensing into the belly with awareness, all of its systems of assimilation, digestion, and its connections, of course, to elimination. Feeling into the belly with awareness, the home of our guts being present. There may be times where we may also have some thoughts and emotions about the belly, maybe judgments. And just noticing whatever's coming up physically, mentally, emotionally, acknowledging and letting be. Feeling into our belly and feeling and sensing into behind the belly, into the lower back, and letting our awareness begin to center itself into the lower back, into the tailbone, into the spine, the lower spine, and letting our awareness rise up the back in the lower, middle, and upper part of the back with awareness. Noticing any sensations, allowing them to ripple and resonate wherever they need to go, giving space, feeling into the back with awareness, and letting be. And now let's direct our attention in front into the chest. Let's begin with the skin of the chest and the breasts. And then going deep within to the sternum and rib cage, this great protection plate that contains vital organs inside, great systems of ventilation of the lungs, circulation of the heart, sensing into the chest with awareness and letting it be. Just allowing whatever sensations, thoughts and emotions, acknowledging them and being present, feeling into the chest with awareness. And now let's bring our awareness into the fingers of the left hand, shifting from the chest to the left hand, to the fingers and thumb, the palm of the hand, the top of the hand, and feeling its connection into the left wrist joint, being present. Sensing into the left forearm and its elbow above. Sensing from the forearm and elbow into the upper arm. Feeling into the left upper arm. Of course, its connection above into the left shoulder and below into the left armpit, being present. from the shoulder, sensing downwards into the left arm and hand, and shifting the awareness into the fingers and thumb of the right hand, and the palm, the top of the hand, and its connection to the right wrist. Being present, sensing into the right hand and wrist with awareness. Sensing and feeling from the right hand and wrist to the right forearm and its connection above and to the right elbow. And sensing with awareness, letting it rise up into the upper right arm, its connection into the shoulder and beneath into the right armpit. Feeling into the upper right arm, the shoulder and armpit with awareness. Now letting the awareness extend from the right shoulder, cross into the left shoulder as we begin to feel both the shoulders and its connection above into the neck and throat, sensing into the shoulders, neck, and throat with awareness. The shoulders and neck can be an area where there's tension stored or sensations, and just allowing them to ripple and resonate, letting be, acknowledging any sensations in the neck and shoulder, and letting be. And now letting the awareness rise up into the jaw joint. This is one of the most exercised joints of the body, home of our communication, home of how we take in food. So sensing into the jaw, allowing sensations just to ripple and resonate wherever they need to go. Sensing into the mouth, to the teeth and tongue, to the lips. Sensing into this oral cavity within the jaw, the mouth, being present. Letting the awareness expand into the cheeks of the face, into the sinus passages that go deep into the head. Sensing into the forehead, the temples of the head, the eyes and the muscles around the eyes. Sensing into this facial structure, feeling it from the inside, feeling it from the outside. Feeling into the face with awareness and letting be. Let's also bring our awareness up to the top of the head and as well around into the back of the head. Sensing into the ears that hear these words. Bringing awareness into the inside of the head, into the brain. Healing into the inside of the head with awareness and letting be. Acknowledging any thoughts and emotions, sensations, sensing into the face and the head with awareness. Face and head is home to so many senses of what we see and smell and taste and hear. Thinking and, of course, the world of sensations within the face and head. And of course, this face and head is connected below to the neck and throat and shoulders and arms and hands and fingers. It's to its torso of the chest, the back, the belly, the hips, and down each of the legs into the feet as we begin now to expand the field of awareness, to feel the whole body organism from head to toe to fingertip, sensing into this whole body, alive, awake. As it breathes in, feeling that sense of expansion lifting upwards on an inhalation and downwards on an exhalation, sensing into the whole body organism, connected, alive, present, breathing in and breathing out. As we come to the end of this meditation, may we come to a place of self-compassion, congratulating ourselves for the time that we've taken to be present. Such an act of love, rare in our lives, that we give ourselves time to feel into our own bodies and minds. May we be at peace. May all beings be at peace. Taking this time to be present is a wonderful contribution to our own health and well-being. May all beings be at peace.